Hey guys, I'm back with a new episode. And before we get into this new episode, before you forget, if you haven't already, please remember to like, share, and subscribe from any podcast platform that you're currently listening to this episode on. And let's get into it. So today I wanted to talk about the habits that we instill in ourselves from our parents. And I thought this was a good topic to talk about because a lot of times when we are growing up into our adult years and we're trying to figure out and navigate through life, whether it's with relationships, jobs, any situation or things in our lives that are important for our growth as human beings, we have to realize what role we play in our lives and the decisions we're making. And it all comes from the place where we've learned it from. And a lot of times we don't realize that we unconsciously develop habits from the way we grew up, our upbringing, from what we learned from our parents, what we learned from love, how we view love is how we start to act in our relationships, with friendships, with your partners, with marriages. We act than how we were taught until we decide to, you know, break that cycle. But I wanted to talk about this because I was having a conversation with my mom, and it was interesting because I didn't witness or remember a lot of my mom and my dad's relationship growing up because my father passed away when I was 8 years old. And I'm about to be 30 this year, so I didn't witness a lot of times them being together. You know, my mom and my dad weren't together the majority of their time being parents to my brother and I. So they had more of a co-parenting relationship where my dad picked us up from school and we spent the weekends with him and my grandmother from my father's side. So I was always around my grandparents and just love and all of those great things, but I don't remember clearly the dynamic between my mom and my dad. And, you know, that's important because that is how you view love for the first time as a child. You view it from your house where you grew up in, where you were born into. And I didn't witness, like, my mom and my dad, the loving part of the relationship. I witnessed the separational part of the relationship. So, and I asked my mom in a conversation, you know, we normally have our talks when I'm off on the weekend and we catch up on her life and my life. And, you know, I sometimes ask her about relationship advice, you know, being that that's my mom, my best friend, and she has a lot of, you know, OG advice that she can offer me. But, you know, I decided to ask her today, you know, how are you and my dad's relationship? Like, I know it didn't work out, so it was mostly you guys making it work for the sake of my brother and I, but, like, how was he when you guys were in a relationship? Like, as far as, was he romantic? Did he take you out on dates? Did you go out? Like, did you guys argue? Like, what was the dynamic of your relationship? Like, I remember brief times of them arguing, which isn't the greatest thing to remember. But that's part of, you know, families. We argue is no one has a perfect family, you know. But, yeah, I don't remember them ever going out and stuff. So I just was interested in knowing about stories about my dad and how he treated her from the romantic aspect of it. So my mom, you know, told me, you know, your dad was romantic. He took me out. He did a lot of things with me, but he was into a lifestyle that I wasn't necessarily into. So that's where we had, you know, a divide because, you know, he wanted to be out and in the scene, and that wasn't the woman I was. I was like a mom and I wanted to be with my kids and stuff like that. So that caused a lot of the relationship issues. And that made me think about how I view my relationships and everything and what I value in relationships and what are important. Because I honestly, you know, I like romance, and there's a lot of things that I like. I like to be wined and dined, and I like date nights, and I like all of those great things. So I just was interested in knowing how my dad was, because I desire those things as a woman, and I know many of us do. And I've desired it from just, you know, what I see, and not necessarily more from what I grew up to see, be around, you know, from my dad and my mom aspect of it. Now, like, my stepfather and my mom is different, you know, because I see them go out and have date night and do those things. But it's different when, you know, you're growing up as a young child, what you see and everything. And what we see, in other words, is a reflection of how we treat our relationships with people. And I bring up the idea of, you know, how we handle our issues with our partners in a way that affects our children. And I think it's important when we are raising kids and we have kids in our lives, and that we try to promote a healthy upbringing, a loving family environment for our kids. You know, we can't pretend to be perfect, because no one's relationships are perfect. But if we can avoid things like arguing and screaming around young children when we are having issues in the relationship or the family, I think that's important, because I feel like kids need to be raised around love, raised around seeing two people loving each other, you know, admiring each other, embracing each other, just love. And when kids are brought into situations where the parents aren't able to coexist with each other, they're arguing, it's a toxic environment, you know, kids see that, and kids imitate everything they see, especially at certain ages. Like, they repeat what they hear in the household. They see the shouting, they hear the arguing, and they start to act on that because they think that's what's normal. And that's not normal, to be toxic. Toxicity is something that has been accepted in our current culture, and it's promoted as the thing, as, you know, as the trend to be toxic. But toxicity is something, to me, that is very just not cool. It's not something that we should embrace. It's not something that we should own. It's not something that is the trend. No, I hate toxic people. I don't like toxic energy. I don't promote toxic vibes. And I don't want to be around those type of situations, and I don't want to bring people into those situations. That being said, like, I chose to not have kids. That's a choice. You know, I could have been one of those girls, women, that decided to have a kid with whoever I was in a relationship at the time, because off of love, just from that, and not the actual dynamic of the relationship. And I could have seen myself in situations where I was in a toxic relationship. I had a child by this person, and now we are a toxic couple. He's doing what he's doing, I'm doing what I'm doing, and now we have a kid that we have to raise, and we cannot coexist as parents. And now we're bringing a child into a toxic environment that they're growing to see, learning things from what they see, and then they grow up into that cycle. And I chose not to, because I don't necessarily want the perfect relationship, but I desire a healthy, happy home. And I didn't grow up around that. I've witnessed a lot of things that weren't great for a child to see. And I grew up imitating certain things and thought that, you know, that's normal because I saw it. And then I had to learn to break that cycle. I had to learn that it's not okay. I had to learn that that's not love. I had to learn that this is what love is, you know. And love starts with, first and foremost, loving yourself. If you don't love yourself, you're not going to be able to love another person. And if a person doesn't love you either because they don't love themselves, that creates a toxic environment, a toxic relationship, a toxic family. And that's why I'm very cautious and calculated in how I choose to do things in my life. And I honestly am grateful that I chose to live out my 20s learning myself, because I've made a lot of mistakes, and I didn't make those mistakes with kids. And power to the women and men out there that are raising their kids and doing the best job they can be and trying to be the best parents they can be, because I know it's not easy. But I just think about if I decided to be that woman, that girl that had a kid by that person that I was in those toxic situations with, how would I have been with my kid, you know? And it wouldn't have been great, you know. Of course, I've always tried to be the best mom I could be, the same way my mom tried to be the best mom she could be. But it's not easy being a single parent raising a child, or even being in a marriage or a relationship with someone where you guys don't see eye to eye, or there's a lot of arguing and there's a lot of fighting, or you two aren't able to coexist and make decisions that are beneficial for the family unit. It's not a good idea to, you know, bring kids into those situations. It's enough that there's so many things going on in the world that's outside of our control, that to have a child and try to instill those values in the home and then put that child out into the world, it's such a scary feeling. And that's why I honestly feel like I waited or chose not to have kids right now, because like I said, I had a lot of growing pains. I witnessed a lot of things growing up in my household. So I wanted to make sure that I and me and myself was okay before I decided to bring a child into an environment that wasn't the best situation for them. Meaning making sure my mental health is in a good place, making sure I'm in a happy, healthy relationship that I'm bringing that child into, making sure that I'm in a committed relationship, you know, not just having a kid just with anybody just to say I'm having a kid. Because sometimes we have kids with the wrong people, and that's just what it is. Sometimes we have kids with the wrong people. And when you have kids with the wrong person, people, then you'll start to try to make things work with a person that you don't even know. A lot of things you don't like about them, they don't like about you, and you're trying to make it work. And now there's a kid involved. The kid needs you. And you haven't even gotten yourself figured out. Neither has your partner. And now you guys are arguing and fighting in front of children that sees that. And they see their parents not loving each other. And they think that that's normal. And we, like I said, we unknowingly, unconsciously bring that into our own relationships. And I could say that myself because, you know, I grew up around I've seen a lot of arguing and not necessarily abuse. I've never been in a domestic violence situation, and praying for the women that are currently or someone who has experienced that. But I grew up around a lot of toxic, argumentative situations, whether it was within family or relationships. And I've seen a lot of things. And then I grew up argumentative and stuff in my relationships and stuff because that's what I saw. And as I get into my 30s and approach my 30s, I'm starting to mentally think of things differently. Like, I want more, I desire more, I deserve more, I know my worth, and I'm learning my worth, and, you know, every day I'm growing into this woman, and I start to realize what I like and what I don't like. And ultimately, we all want peace, we all desire peace, we all, you know, pray for peace, because peace is better than anything that money can buy, you know. You can't buy peace. Yes, you can go on a vacation, or when you come back from that vacation, you're still in that place that doesn't bring you peace. You know, you can escape it. You can run away. You can get on a flight anytime. When you come back to that place of that doesn't give you peace, you will continue to just take steps back instead of taking steps forward into doing the work that's necessary in order for you to just be balanced and at peace. So that being said, you know, we have to make sure that when we are raising our next kings and queens and bringing people and life into this world, that we aren't argumentative and we aren't doing things that are causing toxic situations, because we have little ones that are watching us and they're innocent. They are innocent little beings. And we don't want to show them that's how we love on someone, because that's not love. Love is patience. Love is kind. Love is sweet. Love is balance. Love is communication. It's not arguing and fighting and shouting and hitting and abusing each other. It's not that. We want to break that cycle so that we aren't raising toxic human beings that are entering relationships with other people and being toxic. And then now we just creating toxic generational things. And we have to break that generational curse of toxic of relationships, because now we're just creating toxic generation after generations. And it's not okay, because now it's a thing. It's seen as the norm. People don't think that love exists. People don't think that real relationships exist, because we have learned and we have been taught that this is just what it is. I'm toxic. We're toxic. No, stop, please. It's not okay. It's not cute. It's not funny. Because these toxic relationships and these toxic people have real mental health issues that they need to handle. Because then we have all these issues in the world that's going on, where people are just killing each other and doing all this craziness because of their surroundings, because of their upbringings, because of their environment. We have all these shootings and all these people and these crazy relationships and all this toxicity promoted on social media. Like, it's the norm, to the point where it's sickening to get on social media nowadays and see all this negativity, all this toxicity being promoted. And it's sickening, literally. Like, honestly, sometimes, you know, I know how to separate social media from reality. And a lot of times I'm on social media for entertainment, or sometimes I unconsciously see myself scrolling. But a lot of times I just be like, you know what, if it wasn't for me having a platform where I promote myself and have a podcast and have, you know, a coaching business, I wouldn't want to have social media, because it's such a toxic, unrealistic narrative that's promoted every single day. It's not reality. And the reality that is promoted is toxic behavior, which isn't cool to raise our children in. Our children have way more access than we did. You know, they can Google these things. They see these toxic relationships. They see these toxic couples. Then they and aren't at home with these toxic parents. You know, they have more access to see all these things versus what we did. So it's like they're instilling these behaviors and these habits in their mind from based upon what they see. Real love exists. Healthy habits exist. Creating and breaking generational curses have to be something that we do, so that we are raising better human beings that are the next generations in this world that we live in, this crazy ass world we live in. I would never bring a child into this world and let them think it's okay to grow up around toxic, unloving behaviors. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to grow up around the most positive, loving examples of loving relationships until, you know, I was able to grow up and differentiate what's right and what's wrong. But a lot of what I saw was just like what I saw. And I had to learn how to love. I had to learn how to be hurt in order to know what love is and what love isn't, versus seeing that in my everyday life. And I want my kids to see that and witness that. And if I'm not, you know, if I don't have kids, whether, you know, it's whatever God has planned for me, you know, I want to raise my nieces and my nephews to see real love, real happiness. And I know if we have a lot of the rich aunties out there in the world, or people, you know, who don't have kids and they have nieces and nephews and kids around them that they love, and God, if you're a godparent, you know, it's important that when we have these kids in our presence, that we show them what real love is, what to wake up and be grateful and happy about, and appreciating life for what it is, and that we're able to show them differently. and we're able to show them, you know, teach them based upon the mistakes that we've made, and we teach them the right way instead of promoting the old habits. We have to break those habits. We have to learn those new habits and instill those new habits into our loved ones so that these these generation of curses can be broken. And that's my message for you guys today. I hope this resonates with some of you. And if it does, please remember to like, share, subscribe, and continue to subscribe and continue to listen to all the episodes from last month, and be prepared and get ready for the new episodes for this beautiful month of June. See you soon.